Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, June 19th, 2006.
Israeli army arrests two brothers from Bethlehem, arrest five residents returning home at military checkpoint near Ramallah. Janina Nablus invaded, a mother of three arrested and disappeared. Those stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Alaa el-Din al-Darawi, 29, and his brother Khalil, 27, were arrested when the Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Monday at dawn. More than 15 army vehicles entered the city and surrounded al-Maslakh area in the city, then searched several homes, then took the two brothers to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported.
The Israeli army troops stationed at Kalandia military checkpoint at the main entrance of the West Bank city of Ramallah have arrested five residents Sunday evening. The arrestees were identified as Mohammed Shosha, 22, Wada Zaul, 23, Bilal Himamra, 24, Adel Shosha, 37, and Ismail Shosha, 22. The five were arrested while crossing the checkpoint, returning to their homes in the city after finishing working outside of the city, local sources reported. The army did not give any reason or reveal the location of the arrestees.
Israeli forces have invaded the West Bank city of Jenin Monday morning. Troops and army jeeps stormed the city, searched several homes, then installed several checkpoints inside the city. Troops at checkpoints are stopping civilian cars, searching them, and detaining people for several hours before letting them go, which caused residents to miss work and school, local sources reported.
The Israeli army closed on Monday morning the main entrance of Azon village east of the West Bank city of Qalqilya. Army jeeps and troops blocked the road and prevented residents traveling to the city or returning to the village, local sources reported.
Israeli army has arrested Nisreen Mahdi, 28, a mother of three from the West Bank city of Salfit, on Monday. Troops invaded the city in the early dawn hours and searched several homes. Clashes between invading soldiers and the residents erupted. No injuries were reported, local sources reported. Troops searched Mahdi's house before arresting and taking her to an unknown location. Mahdi is mother of three. The youngest is just 2 months old and the oldest is 2 years. Mahdi's husband was arrested by the army several months ago, local sources reported.
Israeli forces have invaded the West Bank city of Nablus on Monday morning. No arrests were reported. Troops and army jeeps entered the city from several directions, continuing towards Askar and Hawara refugee camps. Troops searched several homes before leaving the city, local sources reported.
The Israeli army has arrested five residents from the village of Beita, south of the West Bank city of Nablus, Monday morning. Army vehicles and troops stormed the village and conducted house-to-house searches before arresting Ibrahim Hamail, 16, Qais Hamail, 17, Irbidan Bani Shamma, and Fadl Bani Shamma. All four were taken to unknown locations, local sources reported. Troops also arrested Mohammed Mashafi, 19, at a Palestinian National Security post near the village, the sources added. Army claimed that the invasion and the arrests are part of the Israeli army campaign of arresting so-called wanted people.
The Israeli army and police leveled on Monday a Palestinian house in Selwad neighborhood of Jerusalem. According to eyewitnesses, two army bulldozers under the protection of the army and police forces surrounded the house of Haitham Mahmoud and demolished it while the house was still under construction.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, was brought to you by Dina Rishmawi,
Maya Williams-Carpenter,
and Penny Quinton.